Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from the day before surfaces in Las Vegas is Dave Snedeker, who's division merchandise manager over flooring at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Dave, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. How are you?
Great. Good to see you. I saw you last week in Orlando, and now we're out in Vegas together. Just a little personal message for both you and I. We're both celebrating a birthday today, aren't we?
That's right. Happy birthday, Kemp.
Same to you. And not only is it the same date, but it's the same day, which means we're the same age.
39.
That's right.
Again.
All right, so let's update our listeners on Nebraska Furniture Mart. I know you have three major stores in the Midwest. They're mega stores as far as selling furniture, appliances, floor covering, and even electronics, right?
Correct. Our biggest selection is obviously furniture, but we have great selections in appliances, electronics, and flooring. And we're getting ready to build a store in Dallas, or in North Texas. We've broken ground and starting to lay the slab work. So,
okay. And so that's slated to open when?
That'll open in May of 2015.
Mm-hmm. All right, so talk about business conditions with your stores right now. And let's focus on flooring. How are flooring sales doing?
Flooring has been strong. It's been growing and very, very strong for the last 6 months.
What are you doing? I mean, how do you bring traffic in? What's your main driver for having people come into the store to buy flooring?
We're very, very aggressive as far as advertising goes. We're running ads all the time. We do a lot of private mailers. We do TV, radio, and all kinds of print. So we're aggressive. We let everybody know what we've got, and we try to get them into the store as fast as we can.
What do you think your competitive advantage is? Those people that shop with you, why do you think they shop at Nebraska Furniture Mart?
Well, we've got 75 years of being in business. We've got a huge selection. That's one of the things that we're known for is the selection in the store. And, of course, we do our own financing, so we're always running financing programs, and people really seem to enjoy that.
So you've got a good mix, and your pricing's pretty fair, right?
I think we're very aggressive both on mix and pricing, yes.
Okay. Let's talk about mix for a second. When we start talking about hard and soft surface, what is your ratio now? And talk a little bit about that shift.
Well, the biggest part of our business has always been soft surfaces, carpet in particular, and then a big part of what we do is rugs as well. But we definitely see a growing interest in the hard surface category, and I would say that the mix is probably something more like 50% for about 30% for hard surfaces and about 20% for rugs.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're at surfaces now, as I mentioned earlier, and you know, you've had a chance now to see what most people are rolling out. As you know, there's a huge focus on soft carpet. Talk a little bit about how soft carpet sells for Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Well, we've primarily just jumped into this business with the TrueSoft product, and it was late coming to the stores, but it's really, really taken off, and you know, it's getting up to be 10% of our sales on a monthly basis now.
Mm-hmm. 10%, all right. And you know, the way they're making this product soft is that they're taking it down to a low denier. Some of them say it's about a 4 denier per filament. Do you feel good about the resiliency of that product? Do you think your consumer will be buying a product that will last and they'll be happy with it in the long term?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good product. I think you just have to advise them on what they're actually buying. And I think you have to be very, very cognitive of talking about how to take care of that product.
You know, there's been a few little side issues around vacuum cleaner performance with this product. Are you telling your consumer how to address that?
Absolutely, we're addressing that. And we're working with our appliances department to make sure that we've got the right offerings for the consumers on those products.
All right, so we've talked about soft. I'm sure your trends are probably like some of the national trends we're seeing around the area of LVT. Is that a category that's growing for you?
LVT is going wild right now. I mean, it's up probably 30-40% over last year, and it's continuing to grow. It's just dominating that category.
All right, so we're here at the day before surfaces. Obviously, we can't talk about the show yet, but tell us about the value of the show, why you come every year, and what you get out of the show.
Well, part of it is supporting our vendors. It's important to them, which makes it important to us. And it's all about seeing new product opportunities and new avenues. I mean, we have a big presence here, and we want to make sure that we take care of having the right product and having the best selection in our store that we can.
And I noticed that you have an entourage with you. You also get to bring other people in your departments to the show to kind of educate them about what's going on in the business, can't you?
Yeah, it's a twofold process really for us. It's number one, it's making sure my buyers are seeing what they're supposed to be seeing, but it's also an educational process for the younger people that are just starting with us.
All right, Dave, it was good to visit with you. I hope you have a good show. Again, we've been talking to Dave Schnitaker, who's Division Merchandise Manager over flooring at Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.